way. He's retired at 27 years.
Oh, okay.
He was a pilot in the Navy.
A Navy pilot.
And he was in the service. He was over in Japan, different place, Saigon, different places. But I'd always go see him about twice a year. That way I got around a little bit, but I wouldn't call that traveling. I just went visiting. Outside of that, I stayed at home.
Well, now I need to ask you about where were your parents born? Where was your mother born?
I can find out in just a minute.
Okay, so they were both born?
Both born in Germany, yes.
Germany. Hmm.
Papa was 18 and Mama was 3 when they come over.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
But they met
over... They didn't know each other.
He was 18 and she was 3.
Now, Papa come from, close to Berlin.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama come from, they call them Schwabeland, they call it. Now, what is that, Schwabs? More of a Dutch German.
But they met in Little Rock.
No, they met. I don't know where they met.
Mm-hmm.
But they, they got married in Marlton, Arkansas.
In Marlton.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's just about 50 miles up. They got married there, and my older sister was born up there.
Oh, at Marlton.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they moved from Marlton.
Then they moved down here, and at the time, the park had a big wire fence all around that square.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the square. They had a gate here on that corner, what do you call that, the southeast corner of the park, and a gate here on 9th and whatever that street is there.
Mm-hmm.
And my daddy had a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a caretaker of the park.
Oh,
that's why we lived in the park.
Uh-huh. Oh.
We lived on the west wing of that big building.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. The 3 stories,
mm-hmm.
basement and the first floor and second. But every morning at 6 o'clock, Papa would get on his bicycle and ride around, open those gates for the traffic from over that way to come through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then every evening, a certain time, he'd lock the gates.
Mm-hmm.
We were locked in.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. It was a big high fence.
Uh-huh.
Keep him out of there. And then he was a landscape gardener.
Mm-hmm.
And perfectionism just didn't have no shadow for him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. You just had to do everything perfect or you didn't do it. Now, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the same way. If you're going to do something, do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and he got these little, I don't know if you know what it is, little Star of Bethlehem flowers.
No.
They get about that high, a little white star. But the foliage stays green all summer. And I don't know if it's there anymore. I know the other one, I saw it here recently. On 9th Street, when you face the building right to the side there, he had planted the Star of Bethlehem into a shape of a star. A great big star. Oh, it's bigger, about twice as big as this room. Red big star. And when they come up early in the spring, you could see that perfect star in there. And then if you come in the park from 10th Street,
mm-hmm.
and you turn to your left, going towards where the fire station is now,
mm-hmm.
well, that kind of slopes. He had a big wheel, the hub, and then the spokes, and then the wheel planted in that.
Oh.
And that was still, that's the one I saw not too long ago.
I bet that was beautiful.
It was pretty. And then it had, as you will come in on 10th Street, that split street there, he had crepe myrtles.
Mm-hmm.
Just a whole group right in that mm-hmm. corner. And those are the prettiest things,
mm-hmm.
pink and red and white all together.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go past that fire station and go up on that little kind of a hill line, go down